Rush Limbaugh slams NEET editor Tom Wright Bersanti's vile anti-Semitic tweets. By Joshua Kaplan on August 22, 2019. Thursday on his nationally syndicated radio program, conservative talker Rush Limbaugh discussed Breitbart News's report exposing racist and anti-Semitic tweets by New York Times politics editor Tom Wright Bersanti. In the wake of blowback from the report, Wright Bersanti has mass deleted the racially charged tweets, which targeted Jews, Asians, Indians, and other minority groups, and apologized for their offensive content. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham condemned the Times editor's bigoted comments, telling Breitbart News that she is disgusted by the racism displayed. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, who is Jewish, has called on the journalist to be fired from his post of 5 years. A partial transcript of Limbaugh's remarks on Breitbart News's report is as follows. Rush Limbaugh, it's the Democrats that provide the residents and the home for anti-Semitism today. They won't even condemn it. And there's a story today, there's an op-ed editor or actually an editorial. Political department, the New York Times editor who's had some of the most vile anti-Semitic statements on Twitter since 2010. Some of them have been pulled down, some of them haven't. A New York Times political editor has a years-long history of anti-Semitic and racist comments on his Twitter page. His name is Tom Wright Bersanti. That's hyphenated. Tom Wright Bersanti. He's a senior staff editor at the New York Times for more than 5 years, according to his LinkedIn page and Twitter page, and oversees the newspaper's political coverage. Many of them are still public on his Twitter page as of the publication of this article, but some have since been deleted. It's a Breitbart story that tracked this down. One tweet that is still public is from the early morning of New Year's Day in 2010. Admittedly, it's 9 years ago, but the guy's not been called out, it's still there. He is one of the political assignment editors at the New York Times. He admits he is anti-Semitic but announced that his New Year's resolution was to be less anti-Semitic going forward, even though the tweet's content mocks Jewish people. Now this guy is still in charge of political news assignments at the New York Times, and they're running stories today about what an anti-Semite Donald Trump is, when the anti-Semitism is in the Democrat Party, and it's on the left.